Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 21, Issue 2, April 2022. Article Number 7. Safety and efficacy of remote ischemic preconditioning in patients with severe carotid artery stenosis before carotid artery stenting, a proof of concept, randomized controlled trial. First author, Mehta Asadi. Corresponding author, Afshan Borhani Hajigi. Abstract, background, remote ischemic preconditioning has been proposed as a possible potential treatment for ischemic stroke. This study aimed to investigate the frequency of microembolic brain infarcts after RIPC in patients with stroke who underwent elective carotid artery stenting treatment. Methods, this study was managed at Shiraz University of Medical Sciences in southwest Iran. Patients undergoing CAS were randomly allocated into RIPC and control groups. Patients in the RIPC group received 3 intermittent cycles of 5-minute arm ischemia followed by reperfusion using manual blood cuff inflation deflation less than 30 minutes before CAS treatment. Afterward, stenting surgery was conducted. Magnetic resonance imaging, including diffusion-weighted imaging and apparent diffusion coefficient, was acquired within the first 24 hours after CAS. Results: 74 patients were recruited. Both groups of RIPC and control had no significant difference in baseline parameters. 15 patients in the RIPC group and 19 patients in the control group developed restricted lesions in DWI MRI. In DWI plus patients, there were no significant differences according to the number of lesions, lesion surface area, largest lesion diameter, cortical infarcts percent, and ipsilateral and bilateral infarcts between the two groups. Conclusion: although RIPC is a safe and non-invasive modality before CAS to decrease infarcts, this study did not show the advantage of RIPC in the prevention of infarcts following CAS. It may be because of the small sample size. You can read full article at cjntumsacir.com.